From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Kenya stand united against the threat of terrorism. Speaking at a joint news conference with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Mr. Obama said there has been extensive and effective counterterrorism coordination between the two countries, primarily in dealing with Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. Earlier, he announced millions in financial initiatives for African entrepreneurs.
Today, I am proud to announce that not only did we make our goal, we surpassed it. We secured more than $1 billion in new commitments from banks, foundations, philanthropists, all to support entrepreneurs like you.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. is working with Kenya to confront threats to its prosperity and commended Kenyatta for committing to root out corruption. The Kurdish Workers' Party, outlawed by Turkey, the PKK, says its ceasefire with Turkey has ended after the Turkish government bombed its camps in Iraq. Turkey is also continuing its air offensive today against Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced a strike against Islamic State militants in Syria to reporters in Ankara. He said no one should doubt Turkey's determination and added that his government will not allow Turkey to be turned into a lawless country. Turkish jets started its attacks Friday, then carried out a second attack later in the day, entering Syrian airspace for the first time. No details have been given on how many and what Islamic State targets were hit. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, speaking at a press conference Saturday, promised no let-up in the operations. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. officials are denying a Wall Street Journal report that the Obama administration will release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard to ease tensions with Israel related to the Iran nuclear deal. This is VOA News.